The Enduring Church of God presents Charles E. Bryce, bringing you a straightforward message on the abundant life and the good news of the kingdom of God.
Greetings, everybody. Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Are you well informed about developments at home and abroad? Is there a need for that? Should we be up to date on events in the news? Is that necessary? Is that important? If so, how do we go about doing that? Let's turn over here to Luke chapter 21 and verse 34 and read what Jesus Christ said about watching. Luke 21 and verse 34, he said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." Overcharged here in verse 34 just means weighted down, and surfeiting just means carousing. In other words, get all caught up in what this world has to offer in the way of partying and pleasure, and not paying any attention to what's going on around us in the world, and not watching for trends and events and activities that are important. And so then we get caught unawares and unprepared. Verse 35, "For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." Notice that phrase there, of the whole earth. We're not talking about just isolated events that occur in some little backwater place or some unusually violent area. We're talking about something that's going to affect everybody on earth. I know there was a time when we could kind of insulate ourselves from all of these things that are going on over there, quote unquote, as long as everything is okay over here. And we can kind of carve out a niche for ourselves in our own world to live life in a way where not too many waves are made and not too many interruptions take place and all this bad stuff, it's way off. Well, we don't live in a world like that anymore. We never did live in a world like that, actually. Sooner or later, everybody is affected by world-shaking events, and there have been many in history. But there was a time when you could kind of mind your own business and stay out of trouble no matter what was happening other places up to a point. Now, when things happen on the other side of the earth or on the other side of the nation or up close and personal or even in our neighborhood, there are events taking place now that really impact all of us, no matter who we are, how old we are, and what status in life we have. That's the kind of world we're living in today. The whole world is affected by big events that take place. Should we know about those events? Should we care? Should we be aware? Should we be watching? Should we be up to date on them? Well, Jesus Christ says yes. Verse 36, Luke 21. "Watch you therefore." These are the words of Jesus Christ. "Watch you therefore." How do we go about doing that? Watch what? And how do we watch? And where do we look? "Watch you therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." He didn't say they might come to pass. He didn't say maybe they will, maybe they won't. He said, they shall come to pass. Therefore, we need to follow his admonition when he says, watch and pray and respond to what we see in our own personal lives. Now, how do we go about watching effectively? This is a big subject. We can only cover part of it here. We'll cover more of it at another time. But one of the things I want to cover here today regarding watching is the need to look for trends in the news. Part of watching is to look for not just isolated occurrences or some kind of catastrophe that starts and ends and now just needs to be cleaned up, but looking for trends in the news, trends in world events, trends in developments in various areas of society, both here and abroad. Here's why. Trends often have a ripple effect that eventually involves all humanity. They might seem like they're isolated, but when you see a big trend taking place, they often have a ripple effect. They often trigger other things that end up affecting everybody all over the face of the earth. And we ought to be watching that because it's going to impact us. And we ought to be taking heed, and we ought to be preparing in whatever area of our life we can for these events that are triggered by trends that could be caused by anybody anywhere or any group of nations anywhere. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about, for instance, in this matter of watching. Right now, take this matter of oil. We know that so much of life today is based on oil. I mean, our economy is an oil-based economy. If you've been watching the news, you know that oil has now set a record. It's gone to over $100 a barrel. It drops back, then it goes back up again. So what? Big deal. Well, here's the big deal. Now when you go to the pump to fill up your car, you're paying $3 or more per gallon. And in some areas, it's headed toward $4. How high is it going to go? How high is oil going to go? How does that have a ripple effect? Like a row of dominoes that fall together when you push the first one over. The price of oil affects our economy in virtually every way. Farmers use fuel to grow crops. They have to get diesel or they have to get gasoline, all derived from oil, to run the tractors, to run the combines, to run the harvesters. If they can't do that, then they can't plant crops and harvest crops. Now, they can get the fuel, but at a higher price. Truckers that haul the food and haul the clothing and haul the goods that are necessary to keep our society running have to pay more for fuel because oil keeps climbing in price. Travel, and we all need to travel to one degree or the other, requires fuel in airplanes, cars, ships, and trains. Okay? People who operate these various modes of transportation have to pay more for the power to move them from point A to point B. Who pays for all of this? Who pays for the higher price of oil that ripples to the higher price of gasoline per gallon, that ripples to the farmer paying more, the trucker paying more, those in the travel industry paying more? Well, it all gets passed along to the consumer, and it ends up costing more from our pocketbooks as a result of the higher price of oil somewhere else in the world, mainly in the Middle East. That's the ripple effect. That's what trends can cause. Now, there's something I want to call your attention to about this whole subject that now gets into kind of a menacing situation that a lot of people don't even know about. The trend of oil prices per barrel continuing to go up is triggering something quite sobering and menacing regarding the way we are designing our automobiles and designing our machines that require power so that they then can operate on fuel other than oil. For instance, our reaction to higher oil prices is to develop alternate fuels, biofuels, primarily from crops and primarily from corn crops. Sounds innocent. Sounds like, oh, good, we've developed a way to get around high oil prices. We'll just grow more corn and turn that into fuel, and therefore then we won't need oil. But the ripple effect for that is rather serious. Here's what's happening now. Farmers are moving over into growing corn more and more and more all the time because it's a big cash crop. They're turning the land that they normally would grow wheat on into land that they grow corn on. So they then can make more money to try to feed the insatiable appetite for biofuels. Do you know what the ripple effect is? We have more corn, but we have less wheat. Now, grains are a staple of our food supply. When we don't have grains, we're in big trouble. I've had people tell me when we have this discussion, well, I guess we just won't have as much bread and we won't, have as much cereal. But they don't stop to think that if you're raising cattle, you have to have grain or you don't have beef. When you're raising chickens and turkeys, you have to have grain, or you don't have any kind of chicken or poultry or turkey business. Therefore, where are the eggs? When you have a dairy, you have to feed your dairy cattle grains so they can give milk. And cereal, you have to have grains for cereal. Just look at all that is based on growing grain, and especially wheat. Well, that is now starting to be a big problem. The United States and Canada are well known to be the breadbasket of the whole world. There are other places that grow wheat, but we are the greatest wheat growers by far, winter and summer wheat, and so many other nations in the world depend on our wheat crops to feed their masses. And when our wheat crop begins to be reduced, it has a ripple effect that is very serious in other parts of the world as well as in our own nation. That's what I mean by watching trends. That's what I mean by taking note of the ripple effect that various events can cause in the rest of the world as well as here at home. And that's one of the things we need to watch carefully. Wheat per bushel right now is the highest it's ever been. Okay, if you're a wheat farmer, that's good for you. But if you're a consumer, that's not so good. It's the highest it's ever been. And by the way, our wheat reserves are the lowest we've ever had in 60 years. You can go all the way back to 1948 before you will find our wheat reserves as low as they are right now. Dangerously low. If this trend continues, it won't be long until there's going to be shortages of wheat. You see what we watch in terms of trends and the ripple effect. The trend is this: high oil prices generate more biofuels, mainly corn, which brings about less wheat, which then ends up producing short supplies of wheat at higher prices. That is big trouble for all concerned. When Jesus Christ said watch, he meant watch the economic situation, the political situation, the military situation, the patterns within a nation regarding the family and all kinds of lifestyles, etc. That's all a part of watching. Today we're concentrating on two areas to watch carefully. And don't dismiss them as being unnecessary or insignificant. These are key points that are foundational in our world today. These are key areas that affect everybody no matter where you live. And you start with the growing, ever-increasing price of oil, and look what it triggers all the way down the line to where now we can end up having food shortages for our nation and for other nations, especially in the area of wheat, because we're allocating so much land to produce biofuels so we can get away from paying so much for oil. It's kind of ironic. The higher oil prices go, the higher wheat prices go. So we're not seeing a solution here. We're seeing a problem that's being compounded. We need to take note of that. Now, another area that I want to bring to your attention regarding trends to watch is even maybe as much of a dangerous problem as the price of oil, and that is nuclear proliferation, the spread of nuclear weapons. We kind of blithely go along thinking, oh, well, that's all under control. And yet if you investigate it, you will see that the safeguards are very loose. And in some cases, they don't even exist to try to stop the proliferation of nuclear material to produce weapons of mass destruction. If you have money, sooner or later, you're going to be able to get your hands on plans and technologies and people with know-how to produce nuclear weapons. Take North Korea, for instance, one of the poorest nations on earth, and yet they managed to develop nuclear weapons with a delivery system. And they are threatening their neighbors, in particular Japan. They will fire rockets right over the island of Japan, and therefore then Japan has to take a look at their security. That's the ripple effect. The trend is nuclear weapons spreading into North Korea. The ripple effect is Japan, who has not had military power before and does not want a military, now has to take a look at developing military power to protect their sovereign nation They cannot continue to depend on the umbrella protection of the United States of America. Our military forces are spread too thin as it is. So now they take a look in their parliament and pass laws that allow them to start to develop into a military power. This hasn't happened since the end of World War II. This is something to watch. Japan, of course, has a very vibrant, powerful economy. It's about number two in the world in terms of economic might. It is a leader in technology. It is a leader in so many areas of education. When they come together and decide, we're going to have to develop into a military power to protect ourselves from China and North Korea, they can become an awesome military power. Right now, they're our allies. We better watch. It bears taking a look at that situation over in Asia. Another military trend that bears watching is that of Iran. Not so much the nation of Iran, but what they're triggering in other areas. Like, for instance, they keep talking about developing, you know, nuclear power, but it's pretty well known that it's leading into developing nuclear weapons. Israel, of course, is a powerful little nation, but a very powerful nation militarily, and they are in place that if Iran takes it over a certain threshold, they will probably launch a preemptive strike in order to preserve their nation. I mean, Iran is already saying Israel should be wiped off the map. Where would that go if that took place? The U.S. as well has made it plain that if they need to, they will attack Iran. Europe has even shown a great deal of alarm at what Iran is saying. Do you see the trend of the spread of nuclear weapons to these rogue nations that are led by madmen and the ripple effect it's having on nations led by reasonable people with reasonable societies and cultures to take on a new position? They then have to develop military power to protect themselves is the trend that's taking place. China and India are becoming economic superpowers, and they're even headed toward becoming military superpowers if they keep going over the coming years. There's saber-rattling going on right now in Russia. Peaceful nations in Europe and peaceful nations in Asia, peaceful nations in the Western world, the way their leaders look at this is we can't just idly sit by and become sitting ducks in the pond while these nations that are menacing and threatening become superpowers economically, politically, and militarily. The pattern, the trend, goes in that direction. The ripple effect goes into another direction of other nations leveling the playing field. Where is that going to lead? It's going to lead to a world that is filled with nuclear weapons, filled with military might, and a miscue, a mistake, a misjudgment, a wrong act can trigger some mighty devastating results. We need to be watching this. We need to be concerned about it. We need to be alert to it. We need to be well informed. Terrorists, for instance, they want their hands on these weapons. And no matter how crude the weapons are, they want those. If that's all they can get, they want those. And they won't hesitate to use them. They have no conscience. They will do whatever it takes, including blowing themselves up in order to blow a city up with a dirty bomb or a suitcase bomb or a nuclear weapon they can bring in on a ship or transport around on a truck or put on an airplane and dive into a building with. Once again, this is an imminent danger that we have to guard against and watch and defend against internally and externally. Now, I'm not saying that we need to live our lives in constant fear, and I'm not saying that we need to be paranoid about all these things. What I am saying is we need to be on our toes, we need to be watching, we need to be concerned, we need to be well informed, we need to keep it all in perspective so that we can make sure that our house is in order, make sure that we're doing what we need to do in case there's a catastrophe or a disaster or some unexpected event takes place elsewhere that affects us in our own homes and in our own towns and cities and in our own nations. That's what Jesus Christ is saying when he says, watch and pray that you don't be caught unaware when this begins to happen and when this takes place. Let's turn over here in the same book of Luke chapter 12 and verse 35. You will see this theme in more places than one in the Bible, and quite often it's Jesus Christ telling us to watch. Luke 12 and verse 35, here's what he says here. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Be alert. Be careful. Be on the ball. Verse 37, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Watching once again. Having things in order. Lights burning. Well informed. Well prepared. That's the point that he's making here. Being vigilant. And the way we can be vigilant is to look for trends. Watch for the domino effect. Action generates reaction in geopolitics, in economics, in military matters in this world today, this dangerous world in which we live. So as we go about our lives, taking care of our responsibilities and making sure that we're fulfilling what we are expected to do by God and by family and by neighbors and friends, let's don't turn a blind eye to what's taking place in our society and in other nations around the world. Let's don't detach ourselves from reality. Let's don't say, well, if I'll just block that out and pretend that's not taking place and create my own reality in which I'm living, then that'll all go away. It's not going to go away. You can just ignore it all you want to, but when you pull up to the pump and pay $4 a gallon, there it is. When you go to the grocery store and you buy a box of cereal and it's doubled in price, there it is. When you hear on the news that there's some nation now has nuclear weapons and is threatened to cross the border into the neighboring nation and take over, who's going to stop that from happening? And what should you do about it in your life? And what should I do about it in my community and in my own personal responsibilities that we have to all carry out on a day-by-day basis? This is the sobering reality of the time in which we're living now. And this is what Jesus Christ is talking about when he says, listen, watch and pray. Be well informed. Be aware. Be on your toes. Keep your lights burning. Keep your loins girded. Be ready. And live your life in a state of wisdom and awareness. Keep your powder dry, so to speak. Let's turn over here now to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. The apostles warned of this same situation and taught this same approach as evidenced right here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The apostle Paul is talking here. And he was talking in his day about this, but it applies to us today as Christians. It says here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Now, what we're talking about here today are events that lead up to the day of the Lord. So if the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night, the events leading up to that time can also catch us unawares. We need to be watching those events in a well-informed, balanced, wise way. Verse 3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. There's the analogy. Any of you who have children, you know that your wife is pregnant, and each month she gets bigger and bigger, and then there comes a time when the baby is supposed to be delivered, but you never know exactly when she's going to give birth. And sometimes, right out of the blue, you'll get the familiar elbow in the side saying, we've got to leave right now. You can't put it off. Well, you've got to be prepared. You can't say, well, there's no gasoline in the car, and we don't have a doctor, and we don't know what to do. No, that's all got to be taken care of ahead of time, so you'll be able to handle it when it comes time for that baby to be born. That's the analogy being drawn here in verse 3. Sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. They weren't prepared. But you, brethren, verse 4, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. We're watching. We're well informed. We are prepared. Therefore, let us not sleep. This is speaking spiritually, of course. All of us need physical sleep. This is speaking sleeping spiritually. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch. See what Paul is saying here. Let us watch and be sober. Be aware. Be well informed. Deal in reality. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we could turn to many other areas of the Bible that warns us about these things that are coming, and warns us about trends in the world, and warns us about watching for those trends. But in the short time we have, we've touched on a few. You can tie them in with other areas of the Bible and tie them in with other admonitions that we receive from Jesus Christ and from the apostles. I hope that as reasonable people, we will take heed to these warnings. I hope that we won't just shrug them off and go on our merry way, living our lives as if there's nothing serious taking place in the rest of the world. We need to watch and pray. We need to be informed. We need to do it in a balanced way. We shouldn't be paralyzed with fear for what we see or what we read in the news, but we should be sobered by it. And we need to be well informed, and we need to be able to put it in proper perspective with life and with what's taking place according to the prophecies of the Bible and with what we need to do in our own individual personal responsibilities. We need to make sure that our house is in order, so to speak. Human nature is such that we put things off. We say, well, we are going to get around to doing that. We are going to eventually get things straightened out. We are going to eventually get that settled. And then another day goes past, and then another week, and then another month, and another year. And we look back, and guess what? We still don't have that settled, that point, that responsibility, that need is not met in our lives, either physically and, most importantly, what we've been talking about here today, spiritually. Well, if you take a look at this world today and the trends and the developments and the speed at which things are moving on just about every front and just about everywhere in the world, it's high time that we stop, take note, and begin to really look at whether or not we are preparing, whether or not we're really watching, whether or not we're really doing what God wants us to do in our personal lives. And if we aren't, we need to make some changes. That's what Jesus Christ said. Watch and pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man. To stand before Him, having watched and having responded and having done what He requires us to do. Let's don't be lulled asleep. Let's don't be numbed by other things. Rather, let's watch, let's pray, and let's be ready. If you would like to know more about what we have covered here today, please request our free magazine, Straightforward. There's no charge or subscription price. Just call our toll-free number at 1-800-581-1317. That's 1-800-581-1317. Or you can go to our website at straightforward.org. Until next time, this is Charles Bryce with the Enduring Church of God.
For more information, you may write to Enduring Church of God, P.O. Box 1317, Chandler, Texas, 75758, or visit our website at straightforward.org.